Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Free agent frenzy continues, and your Texans missed out on their big left tackle target.
Nate Solder is going to be the highest paid offensive tackle in the league now. I'm okay with the Texans not giving him that. Nate Solder is probably like borderline top 10.
Yeah, I would say somewhere between 10 and 15.
Yeah.
But as a free agent, that's what you have to pay the guy if you want him. And we talked about this a lot. It's almost like you got to just sort of grit your teeth and say, okay, here you go. This is a residential neighborhood with lots of vehicles.
It just looks like a police escort.
Yeah, it does. I think he's...
He's home.
He's home? I don't know.
And but, now he's going to be like, oh, did you guys want me to pull over? Yep, into the road. Oh,
he's running.
He's running.
We have a runner.
We're going to see a tasing.
There must have been enough damage to the vehicle that he had to pull out. What a lame way for it to end. That's one where you're supposed to
He just like pulled into a driveway.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You missed, I think, world-class play-by-play of the car chase.
I thought it was solid. I mean, for our first time.
Yeah, that's the first time we've been able to do that. And we've talked about dead dogs on United. We've talked a lot of sports today. A lot of people asking about the tournament and certain tournament games. We covered every single region, every possible upset yesterday on the podcast. So go check out. I think the East region was at 4:15 and everything else was at 6 o'clock on the podcast. So go check it out. That's podcastarena.com, and you won't miss out on anything. You got any plays for the people tonight? By the way, welcome in SportsMap 94.1 listeners. I know you've had Joel and Charlie here for the last couple hours. So
don't think I'm playing anything. I may end up playing Syracuse. I'm just not sure yet. I'll probably play it just to have some interest fading Arizona State.
I split on the hockey last night. I had the win, but it wound up being an under. So
I was watching the game, the St. Bonnie's UCLA game, and I was saying, damn, I wish I had something on this. So second half, I made a Bonnie's plus two second half bet, and they won. So it was good.
Only play for me tonight, and it's not a big play, but just something to do tonight. Toronto-Dallas over 5.5.
Okay.
Goals. 713-780-ESPN. So what happened, John? Do we know any more about this chase? Or
I haven't seen anything.
I heard supposedly he was just breaking into cars.
Oh, why are you running?
He's got to be on probation or parole or something. Because otherwise, I mean, that's a lot of...
He did not make it good on himself.
That's a lot of to-do if you're just like, you don't want to get in trouble for busting into a car.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I would.
I would say drugs are involved, but the guy was so good.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Doesn't mean he was high on drugs. He could have been.
Could have been carrying.
Right,
but you would have dumped him, right? He had plenty of time.
Or he was selling. I don't know. I don't know. There's too many questions left unanswered, Fred.
We'll have to hear what those are.
You want to hear the worst tweet of the day? This comes from a guy named Andy Lally. I don't know who he is. But he says, it's great to see so many people speak up for how the dog was treated and that died on United flight. I wonder if those same hypocrites think about this, the way that animals are treated that you just finished eating. You had other options.
Lord.
Just be like the flight attendant. Hashtag go vegan.
Well, I hate that guy.
Let's delve into this a little bit because, first of all, do you eat dog?
Never.
Okay.
Not on purpose. I've been down to Bel Air. I mean, I don't know what I've been served.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I
never knowingly ate dog. I'm like Barry Bonds. Okay. Like
it was flaxseed oil, right?
Yeah. I thought
that's what it was.
Clemens. I thought it was vitamin B.
Yeah. It was a B12 shot. Okay. I'm glad you can equate those two things.
And, somebody says chicken tastes good though. And then he says another jerk off response. Okay.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go and jerk. Never mind.
No.
Jerk chicken?
Yeah.
Caribbean jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
I think there's a little difference between animals that are raised for that specifically to be eaten and your pet dog in a carrier.
Yeah.
Go vegan. Yeah, I'm okay with cutting back on meat, and like my son's a vegetarian, and
you're going that way.
I'm slowly heading that direction.
Not me.
But
I love cow.
But then I hear guys like that, and I just want to go and eat the biggest steak I can find.
Yeah.
And take pictures of it and sit and just text them to him directly. That's what I want to do. In fact, you know what? Not just a steak. You know what I want to go eat in front of that guy? Veal.
I love
like
veal
every too. Veal I can get. And just
I ate veal the other night
and video it and then tweet it at him.
And when I eat veal, I don't even feel a little bit guilty.
No,
same as lamb. Like,
you know what this was? This was a dead baby calf. How's that look?
All I did was save that baby calf from growing up and being big and being slaughtered then anyway. Like, he was going to live a meaningless life that led him to slaughter. I just ate him before that happened.
Yeah, you spared him a horrible future.
Yeah.
But
and he had like a piccata sauce on him.
Yeah.
It was so delicious. You can't put piccata sauce on, like, a full-grown cow. It just tastes good on veal.
Like Parmesan. Like veal Parmesan. Same
That's
thing.
That's good, too. Yeah. No one has steak Parmesan.
No. No. Or hamburger Parmesan. Nope. And if they do, it's kind of silly. So, yeah, that's how I feel about you, sir. It's great that you guys care about a dog, but you still eat meat. All right. Yeah. I don't like militants. That's kind of what that guy is, right?
A little bit.
Just a little bit militant. 713-780-ESPN. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. And
did you see that all Toys R Us stores are closing?
All of them?
All of them.
Damn.
Guess we all grew up. It's too bad.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
We've all grown up.
What's going to happen to poor Joffrey?
Is it Joffrey or Jeffrey?
No, it's Joffrey.
I think that's the kid that was the child king on Game of Thrones. It's now dead.
I know, but they spelled it like Jeffrey, but I called him Joffrey because it was G-O-F-F-R-E-Y. That's not that should be Joffrey, not Jeffrey.
You don't like Jeffrey with
no,
a G?
No, I don't.
You're against that.
I'm against that. What's going to happen to that poor animal?
I don't know. He's probably going to be
eaten. Now, maybe hashtag go vegan guy has a point here. What's going to happen to that poor giraffe?
I don't know.
Some of us really care. Toys R Us, I didn't grow up with Toys R Us. It kind of came later.
Yeah.
But my kids sure did. And I have to admit, there were many trips where I went to buy kids stuff for them and video games for me. That's my memory of Toys R Us.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to get Madden 2005. You kids get what you want. But that's kind of a shame. Of course, do you really need it?
No, you don't need those things anymore.
No. Giraffe steaks. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Poor Jeffrey / Joffrey the giraffe. I bet a giraffe would make a hell of a lot of steaks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about my computer career. Listen, Cody, last August, slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store. Last month, started his new IT career, making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer training or experience, doesn't matter. Transitioning people into IT is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. Day or night classes, whatever fits your schedule better, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career will help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Darling Way presents... Here's your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz. And you could tell that was Beth.
What was that,
Beth? She was just going on and on there.
What else is going to be in your mouth?
I have a cookie in my mouth. Sorry, folks.
Oh. Because you were talking about steak and beige day.
Oh, right. I was.
Yeah.
I was.
Do you have a dinner date tonight?
No.
That's too bad.
This cookie. That's it. I better enjoy it, huh?
Who did you go out with on Valentine's Day?
I didn't. I did. I did an event. And yeah, I hosted sexy trivia at the makeup bar, Mar Frehley's.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, though.
But you didn't meet any guy?
No.
Because this would be the night to, like, thank him for his support.
I don't know. Since I teach that class, I figure somebody else is missing out. But yeah. Whatever, you know, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
I gotta find that person.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Well, it's I guess it's cookie and solo night. Luckily, exactly. You always carry a vibrator with you, even in your purse, randomly.
I do, actually.
I know you. I know you so well.
You're so right. I pulled it out the other day. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was someplace else. Oh, I went to this little singles group or something. And and they were asking. I was digging through looking for cars. And I pull out the vibrator. And they were astonished. I was like, no, I really do just carry this. Actually, that sounds really good right now. Anyway, hi, folks. It's Beth from Darling Way.
Can you wait till the segment's over? That would, you know.
Oh, she can wait. Yeah.
I'm so impatient. I don't like waiting. You know that. I don't like waiting at all. So, anyway. But it is. So, it's Happy Hump Day. It's Steak and Bzz Day.
Bzz.
And, so I hope everybody is walking around being really, really, really happy. Really happy. Oh, and my book, Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Reach number one. It's an Amazon bestseller. I'm an Amazon bestselling author right now. Can you believe that?
Good for you.
Thank you.
Does that mean you can retire?
No.
No. Just checking.
No. No. That's my 8-year plan. Yeah. That's my 8-year plan. But,
you and Fred always talking about retiring.
But I don't actually want to retire. I want to be able to and... I want financially to feel like I'm good and that I could. And then really what I want is just to be able to do what I want to do and not feel stressed about it and stuff. Like right now, I'm just working way too darn much.
Yeah.
And it's not really.
But
not
you're
for
a
me.
Small business owner.
Exactly.
That's kind of the way, that's the life you sign up for.
Yeah. Yeah. But
what
know.
You need to
yeah.
do
I need to make time.
Is find a wealthy date for steak and beige night.
Oh, that's what I need to do. Why do I need him to be wealthy?
To take some stress off of you.
Oh, I see. Oh. Yeah, but you know what? The idea that you take money from somebody else, like, I don't, you
it
know,
it wouldn't
or
be that so. Kind of a situation.
It's an, it's you an would investment. Give, you would it's give an investment,
a, you would give oh. a killer steak.
Okay, that sounds good.
And he would be like, that's the best steak I've ever, ever had. And it'll make him want to put a ring on it. And
oh, God.
Next that thing is, you know?
Nope, that's not
y'all
it.
Y'all go
nope.
down that path?
No. I say if I wanted to marry for money, I'd have stayed married. Nope, that's not.
Well,
no,
but
no, no,
this
no,
guy
no.
might be really awesome, too.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Because he's a guy who really enjoys the steaks that you give. And
it's good because, you know, I can't cook. So it's good that I've got one part of it covered.
That's good.
I can eat a good steak.
You can order out, whatever. My wife asked what I wanted to do for dinner tonight. I told her I want to go to the Churrascaria.
Oh, yum.
Because...
Yeah.
You want
and then,
steak?
And then I was like, I hope you got the hint.
Uh-huh.
On, you know.
And did she?
I think she got it, but she's trying to pretend like she didn't.
Yeah, women don't actually agree to this. Just so you know. I mean, it's like, whatever. There's plenty of good steak nights around the city, too, on Wednesday, that you could go and get the steak and then have a few drinks and then go home. But, you know, they're... Women laugh at it.
You know, I don't know. We've been doing, once a month, we've been doing an oral sex class at the shop, and it has been sold out for 3 months in a row. I think there are a lot of women who are willing to do it. They just need some help trying to figure out what and how and different approaches to it. And so I would say...
phone numbers from these women and ask them which one's like, never mind. just asking. Yeah. Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. This weekend, though, we're teaching a class on, what is it? I got clever. Let's see. OG and but what? OG spot and but what? For couples.
Oh, boy. I'm not even going to go there.
Like
No.
Doesn't sound like fun?
Nope.
Oh. I'm telling you. You told me once you could teach that class, AJ. I wish you would.
Yeah, it's just not for me.
So much fun.
I don't think I'd be that good at it.
Yeah.
I am curious how your show went with Mr. Gao. What was the reception? Did people enjoy it? Did Mr. Gao enjoy it?
I think so, but did y'all hear anything about
it
afterwards?
I didn't hear anything about it.
I didn't.
He's been very quiet about it.
Oh, he's in New Zealand now.
He's in New Zealand?
Yeah, he's off to New Zealand.
Oh, so we can talk all about him?
All right. Yeah.
He's like, no. Actually, he was really a pleasure. I think he enjoyed it. We had fun. Like I said, it was kind of, it went by and we didn't stop talking the whole time. And I think it was good. I think he enjoyed it. He was lively. He was romantic. He was fun. Said nice things about his wife. Gave some good advice. Talked about his daughters-in-law. I mean, yeah, I think it was pretty good. So,
and what's planned for this week's show to top it?
Well, I'm not sure we can top having, you know, the owner of the station on, but there I've got a guy, Patrick Dorig, who
is
coming
on. I thought you were
going
to say Patrick Creighton.
I don't know who Patrick Creighton is.
He also works for our station.
Yeah, he's, in fact, he's on 94.1.
Also full-blown nymphomaniac. Full-blown.
Yeah, he would say... Oh. I think you should have him
I should
on.
Meet him. I don't think I know him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, please. Well, introduce us, please. I would like that. So, but this Patrick Dorig is going to...
For the show's purposes, you would like that.
Right.
Yeah, not personally.
Yeah.
He's married and got 27 kids. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, and combined with my 5 kids, that'd be way too many. So
Brady Bunch.
That's it.
So. Yeah, I'm not good at math, but that's a lot.
That's a lot, right. So, but no, we're going to talk about passion after 50. So this guy is 60 years old and was a bachelor for 18 years. And now over a year ago, met his beloved on eHarmony. And is just, they are so blissfully happy and running around and everything. And so he's going to talk. He also has lots and lots of tips for men about how to love their women really well. So I think it's going to be fun. And I love the idea, right? Watching love stories and stuff that happen after people are, I don't know, when you're young and dumb and you're 20-something and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's a hormonal rage and it's great and it's beautiful and it's fun, but it's a very young love. Talking about sort of mature love and falling in love at a certain age and being like all gaga and everything and having all of the skills and the experience to put it together and make it really count is pretty cool. So he's got his woman thinking that she is like born again. It's just ridiculous how happy they are. And so, yeah. So I'm excited to hear his tricks because I think he's got a lot to teach a lot of men. And it's hopefully he'll teach me something too.
Oh, my.
Well, not that kind of hands-on. That's just sort of like, yeah. So I've never really done eHarmony. So that's kind of an interesting one. But I do know people who have done really well with it and met great people. So, yeah. So that'll be Love and Laughter with Beth on Saturday night. Oh, and we're going to do it live, folks. So we'll be 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And I'm pretty sure that's St. Patty's Day.
Oh, boy.
Might be drinking or something. But I would say that sex and green beer probably go really well together. So
for
if you've got questions and everything, this would be... You could listen, and I don't know, what could we do? A drinking game with Love and Laughter with Beth. Every time we say Beth, every time I say, I don't know.
Are you going to drink?
Oh, no, I can't drink. Are you kidding? I have enough trouble staying, like, you know.
Well, it's lame. If the host isn't playing along, it's kind of lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because then you could just say Beth, Beth, Beth.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it only works if you... are playing along.
Okay, you've seen me sober. Do you really want to see me drunk? Do you think I could formulate any words?
I think it would be funny.
Do you think I could keep myself from saying all of the inappropriate words that I say on a regular basis that I finally got rid of my no naughty words list, right? That I used to keep here for months.
You're so comfortable now.
I'm comfortable now.
Last year at this time, Fred and I were doing a show that had no rules.
Yeah.
It was only on the internet, so we were allowed to cuss. We were allowed to talk about whatever we wanted. And you could maybe do the same thing.
Oh.
Just tell John you only want your show to be on podcast. Get wasted. Play a drinking game with your friends.
Okay, no, but one day you and I can do that. You and I, well, not Fred, because, you know, he's not drinking now, right?
Are you? I'm still drinking not drink? One day a week.
Okay, so one day a week we'll have to come in here and then you and I'll drink.
Well, Beth, tell people about the
Fred
shop.
Will be like, I want out of here that day.
No, I'm... Ordinarily, I'd say, yeah, I'm in for that, but I'm in non-drinking mode right now, so.
Yeah, that's impressive. So you could be non-drinking and I could be drinking, so. But the shop, Darling White, it's at 3423 White Oak Drive. And if you postpone your steak and bige day, I will tell women, I've got some really good salted caramel lube that can make things way fun and make everything... that's one of the biggest complaints is they're concerned about smell, taste, et cetera. So that can do it for it, folks. Okay. So, guys, if you're getting a rain check, then also stop by the shop this week.
Eat pineapple.
So pineapple, yes, but you have to do a lot of it. And, oh, don't have asparagus or green broccoli in something with your steak, by the way, because that is the opposite of pineapple.
No.
That will definitely alter things.
When I go to the Brazilian steakhouse, I avoid vegetables.
Yeah.
They always say, oh, well, feel free to go to our salad bar and then start eating the meats when you feel like it. I say, I didn't pay for salad.
No, I went there for meat. Yeah. Right.
I came here for one thing only.
I'm turning that thing green and just bring
That's
it.
Just
bring it until I pass out.
Until you have to roll me out of that joint.
Or until hashtag get vegan comes and finds me. Yeah.
That poor thing. But yeah. Well, so lube, think of lube like sauce, right? That's what it is. Instead of it being steak sauce, it's sea sauce.
Hey, can I ask you a
personal question?
No, not a personal question. Damn this it. Is something I've always wondered about.
You can ask me a personal question, AJ.
I don't
anytime.
Have one. I thought Fred did.
No. Okay. This is more of a generic question.
Sure.
I don't know if it's a myth or if it actually... But do Altoids help with the second half of steak and bige day? I've heard that like Altoids, if the woman eats them, it helps everybody.
Oh, so if a woman puts an Altoid in her mouth, what it's going to do is that peppermint and stuff, there's a little bit of burning, right, in your own mouth and stuff. Well, if you then put a man's phallus in your mouth with that, it is also going to kind of sizzle. So for some people, and Altoids are really strong, so for some people they can find it kind of too much of a burning sensation. If they want a little bit, they can use a milder mint or something. But really, that peppermint is one of the oils. So when you see all these creams that are, get more erect or arousal creams for men, a lot of them will have some sort of a mint to a menthol. And that's because it draws the blood flow, increases the blood flow, and can make things firmer, if you will.
Oh,
so you just have to walk a fine line. But it can burn, and then that is the opposite.
Yeah,
right?
Well, there you go. That's a little tip for people tonight.
Well,
yeah.
Or
there you go. Oh, cinnamon gum. Do not put like that cinnamon gum, that big red gum. You can really burn somebody like that.
And
that cannot be fun.
If you bite into a certs while you're doing that, it can actually explode, and it can blow your penis off. It's an old wives' tale, but I've seen it happen.
You've seen that happen.
I've seen it
Sounds
happen.
Like something
but
from the
How many old
world
wives
of
do you know, though?
It happened to me.
Okay.
To my old wife.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've only been married once.
About my
I'm
penis
pretty sure you still have a penis, so
you
I'm
don't
thinking...
know. You don't know what I know. I've had it surgically altered.
Yeah. I would believe
it.
It
ended up being a plus anyway. A net gain, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they added on a couple of inches.
Yeah.
But you can also...
Now it looks like a roll of certs.
A little bit. Even if you put a little bit of hot water, warm water and stuff in your mouth, you'll just warm up your mouth a little bit like that. You can add some extra flavor there.
Ladies, do not pour boiling water onto his genitals.
No.
Do not do that.
That it's not fun.
The other really funny thing, but you have to be careful and don't put too many. If you put a couple of Pop Rocks in your mouth, that popping sensation can be kind of a whole fun and silly game there. Don't put that in a woman, though, by the way. Okay, things that go in a woman, if you
don't
put
shake
sugar,
a whole thing of Pop Rocks in there.
Don't put sugar inside a woman. In a vagina, it can lead to all sorts of infections and stuff.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. That's like a basic that people should know. So,
interesting.
Yeah, put a couple of Pop Rocks and you'll get a whole different experience.
All right, well,
silly fun things.
Tell them where the shop is so that they can drop by. And
Actually, can I give one more? Sorry, now that I'm on a roll, can I give one more hint? If you want somebody to ingest the fluids, I would just tell them don't swallow until everything's finished and let a bunch of saliva accumulate in your mouth, and then you just swallow in one fell swoop. And actually, that is a quicker way to do it than trying to make your way to a sink or something.
And you've taken it too far. Tell people about the shop.
3423 White Oak Drive. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to be helpful.
It's just
folks.
Advice.
I get it.
3423 White Oak Drive. It's Darling Way. And really, just love the one you're with. And love your guy. And that means loving all of him. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure, sort of. All right. We will be taking a quick break. Quick sports map plug. We do have Jermaine's story up on all of the Texans free agent signings so far. And Mindy has a video interview with Rob Gray of UH leading into the tournament that's now leading the site. So
I don't like his man bun. I'm just going to say it now.
I'm not a fan of that either.
I like Rob Gray's game a lot. I've said that for a long time, but yep. I'm against that man bun.
Well, you can hear an interview with him, with Mindy, on the website right now, video of him and Mindy. You can also get Jermaine, and he broke down all the signings so far for you. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map. I guess I have to push
your own mic on.
I guess I have to turn my own mic on, huh?
You're such a spoiled brat.
That's my fault.
Yeah, it's okay. I was just going to say that United says dog that died on flight was a mistake, according to Channel 13. Was the dog a mistake? Or was it a mistake that the dog died? I don't know. It wasn't clear from that.
The questions that need to be answered.
Just, reading from across the room here. Breaking news, the Bills have signed Bengals quarterback A.J. McCarron, two-year deal.
I like it. I like A.J. McCarron. I feel good about this. For the first time in a long time, I feel decent about it, about the Bills quarterback situation. And if I still want him to draft somebody.
Yeah.
But I feel good about that.
Because this guy might be the somebody.
Yep.
You don't know. And then another little breaking news, sort of. Looks like the Broncos have traded Trevor Siemian to the Vikings.
Okay.
Who'll become their backup quarterback, basically for a 6th-round pick.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, for the Vikings.
Trevor Siemian, they got some good value out of that dude for what he was.
They did, and honestly, I was kind of hoping the Texans would throw a 6th-round pick at him or something for him as a backup, because you could do worse. And so, and for a guy like that, Cousins never gets hurt, so. Of course, now that you say that, that'll happen.
Yeah.
The checkdown on Twitter tweeted out, every quarterback Joe Thomas has blocked for. Johnny Manziel, RG3, Jake Delhomme, Derek Anderson, Brandon Whedon, Colt McCoy, Brian Hoyer, Josh McCown, Brady Quinn, Jason Campbell, Cody Kessler, Seneca Wallace, Deshaun Kaiser, Kevin Hogan, Austin Davis, Ken Dorsey, Thad Lewis, Connor Shaw, Charlie Weihurst, Brad Gradkowski, and Channing Fry, or Charlie Fry.
Bruce Gradkowski?
Oh, is it Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay. He just had the first initial, but that's a lot.
Case Keenum's deal, pretty reasonable considering. 2 years, $36 million.
Yeah.
25 fully guaranteed, all 36 guaranteed for injury. So basically 18 a year, which is basically a Blake Bortles deal.
Yep.
Case Keenum was a better quarterback than Blake Bortles last year. So, and 2 years is pretty reasonable. You can get out from under that if he doesn't work out. So, do you still have the list of where we thought all the quarterbacks would go? I thought you wrote them down.
I did. I threw that away.
That's too bad, because I think the only one that I might have been wrong about was, I think I had McCarron to Denver.
You did.
Yeah, and that didn't happen. So
I don't know. Did you had Case Keenum to Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of Bradford.
Denver, yeah.
I think I might have had.
You thought Bradford would be on the guys left searching for a job pile.
Yeah.
So that's where that's what threw you off.
I may have had McCarron to the Jets. I don't remember.
Maybe that too.
Yeah.
But let's just say you were wrong on many levels.
I was right on some levels,
too. You were right on some. You were wrong on many.
Yeah.
But you weren't the only one. It's okay.
No, it was just a fun game. Of course, when you're wrong on something like that, you'll have some dickweed going, you have no credibility because you said that A.J. McCarron would wind up with the Broncos. Yeah, it was a fun prediction.
Douchebag.
It didn't work. You're right. No credibility. Yeah, exactly. Well, you have no credibility because you're blanket statement guy. All right. Do we have something here, John?
Bill Advisor. I'm trying to save you some dough, man. Somebody asked today about a promo code. You don't need a promo code. You just need to go to BillAdvisor.com and click on Start Saving, and it's happening. Or text the word BILLS to 313131. That's the easiest way to do it. Guys, it's real. the savings are real. It's happening for real people out there, and it can happen for you. Our boy Lance Zierlein, like I've said before, saved over two grand a year because he was just overpaying on things. And it's, you know, you don't have to pay that. And some real winners, real people who saved. Christopher from Katy, this is a crazy number, saved $3,336 on his bills, mostly TV and cell phone. Dan from The Woodland saved $2,945 on his TV bill alone. How's that even happen? You're paying way too much if that happens to you. And Will from Spring saved $2,616 on his TV and cell phone bills. Get in on this, guys. You're overpaying for all those monthly recurring bills, TV, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, energy. You signed up for a great rate at one point. They've changed it on you. You should get that money back. BillAdvisor.com will get it for you. Go to BillAdvisor.com, text or click Start Saving, or just text the word Bills, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131 and start saving money today.
Hey, guys, are you having an event anytime soon? Maybe a wedding, maybe a birthday, a bar mitzvah, maybe just a corporate outing where you're going to take everybody out for a few drinks, or maybe just going to have a big party and you want pictures. Well, PicMe has you covered. That's right. PicMe can take care of you for any of those events and more. Custom photo layouts for any theme, custom animations, unlimited photo prints at your event, social media sharing, and more. Your experience with PicMe events will be unlike any other. And Michael and the guys over there will take care of you, man. And I guarantee you, they've done a lot of events with us. I got a lot of great photos from there. They can custom, make these things custom for your company. So they can put your logo on there, all kinds of stuff. And they're running specials all month long. Contact PicMe today to book your unique experience. Here's your number, 713-423-4190. 713-423-4190, or go to picmeevents.com and get your picture taken by PicMe.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Make sure you come join us tomorrow at Revelry on Richmond. Be a fun day, man. First day of the tournament. Get your tourney on. Get a few beers. They got a great beer selection there, by the way. Great food. It's a cool place to watch. So if you're going to play hooky tomorrow and do it with us. Gamble on the games online and watch them right there.
It's going to be a ghost town here.
Yeah. What, in the office, you mean?
Yeah. I'm going to be me, Tyler, and like all the producers are only.
See, what I understand, Jung, is why don't you just tell Tyler, hey, why don't you produce the show?
Yeah, that's all
right. I'll come out on the road with you guys and we'll have fun.
That's okay.
I know, but you know, you're as much a part of the show as anybody, not named AJ. So, I mean, I think you should do that. It'll be fun.
Tyler just reminded me he's off tomorrow.
All right, well, never mind then. We ain't going back to the third string.
No.
That ain't happening. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous people who have passed away during the past week. And we start with celebrities. 2018, Craig Mack, rapper. Heart failure at 47.
That was yesterday, I think.
Yeah, that's 47 is not a good run. I have no idea who this guy who died in 2015 is, so I'm going to, or 1999. 1991, seven members of Reba McEntire's band killed in plane crash.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah. All right, we go to our political figures. We're 1906, Susan B. Anthony. But that coin of hers never really caught on. But she died in 1906 of pneumonia at 86 years old. Hell of a run. 1901, Benjamin Harrison, 23rd president of the United States. Not one of the highest ranked presidents. I did finally do my rankings. We just never had time to do them. He died in Indianapolis at the age of 67. I think he crashed at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. A lot of people don't know that. 1901.
1901?
Yeah. 2006, Robert C. Baker, better known as the inventor of the chicken nugget. Okay, he did not invent the chicken nugget. Okay, the chicken nugget wasn't, he may have discovered it.
Discovered it.
Yeah, you don't invent it. It was there.
He's the one who decided to put chicken into nugget form.
No, he put batter on a chicken and then accidentally cut off a piece and it was a nugget. Come on.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
Yeah. 1955, Alexander Fleming, a Scottish bacteriologist, says invented penicillin. I thought it was that, I didn't know that. Dies of a heart attack at 73. Okay, John, you're going to have to explain that because I thought it was Louis Pasteur or whoever it was.
I don't know. I was looking at it and it said he invented penicillin.
No one knows who invented penicillin.
Okay.
He may have discovered it.
Right. Maybe he took antibiotics and turned them into penicillin. How's okay. that? Does that make more sense?
Yeah, we'll accept that.
1932, George Eastman, American inventor of the Kodak camera and founder of the Eastman Kodak Company, shoots himself in the heart at the age of 77. Who kills himself at 77? You make it that far?
Yeah, you're there.
I mean, you're coming to the finish line anyway.
It's an odd choice.
Yeah, and what happened to Kodak? That's what I want to know.
I mean, digital happened, right?
Well, I mean, no, the guy. Like, oh. We've had Eastman dead before in the past, but I've never seen Kodak dead. 2015, Terry Pratchett, English author of fantasy novels, Annie. Discworld. Now, I know
Nothing
fantasy.
You like?
I know a lot of fantasy novels. I've never heard of this guy. Dies of Alzheimer's at 66. I guess I've forgotten all about him. 1957.
That's horrible, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I am not. 1957, Richard E. Byrd, American aviator and polar explorer.
Okay.
He was first to reach both the North Pole and the South Pole by air.
Well done.
Although the second one is disputed. Dead at the age of 68. I think he probably froze to death. 1926, animals. Okay, you guys are all upset over this United one. You should be more upset about Sergeant Stubby.
Who's Sergeant Stubby?
He was
again?
A decorated World War I dog. Dead in 1926.
Interesting.
And here's your best deaths. 2018 today, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, my man. My guy.
We say visionary physicist, but I don't think he saw this coming. Dead at the age of 76. Hell of a run for him.
I think he did see
that. That's not nice, Fred.
Miss you, Steve.
See, he already... You knew I was going to say something like that. You had that thing planned.
Miss you, Steve. My guy still.
Yeah.
Even on...
Miss you too, Jay.
Thank you.
That was a pretty good movie about him. 1945, Anne Frank, Dutch diarist and Jewish victim of the Nazi Holocaust, the subject of the Diary of Anne Frank.
You going to go ahead and make a joke about that?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think
Don't
so.
Don't really find that funny. Died in the Bielsen concentration camp at 15.
Yeah.
Not a good run.
Not a good run.
No. 1925, Walter Camp, the father of American football, dies at the age of 65.
It's decent.
Yeah. 1883, Karl Marx, German philosopher, dead at the age of 64. One of the most misunderstood dudes, writers in all of history, I think.
Your team, Karl.
Well, I think he wrote some really interesting stuff that got twisted.
Who do you prefer, Karl Marx or Carl from The Walking Dead?
Karl Marx.
Over Coral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you would say that. I wanted an excuse to talk about Coral.
I don't even know who that is.
You know who Coral is.
No, I don't.
Coral.
Oh, Carl. Okay. I get it now. Yeah, I'm glad he's dead. Carl from Walking Dead, not right. Karl Marx.
I mean, I'm glad Karl Marx is dead, too, because at this point, it'd be weird if he was still alive.
Oh, it'd be kind of badass.
I mean, I'd be grossed out.
Well, he'd be like 180 years old.
Yeah, that's too old. He would look like he was on The Walking Dead.
But he always looked like that, even when he was only 64.
Fair.
44, B.C., Julius Caesar, Roman military and political figure, stabbed to death at the age of 55. Et tu, Brute. Et tu. That's a pretty good list of best deaths.
It's not bad.
All right, here we go. One dead porn star, 2000, Lolo Ferrari, died of...
What year was this?
2000, 38 years old. Lolo Ferrari died from...
I'm going to go murder.
Prescription overdose.
Damn it. I should have known, too old to murder.
Yeah, 38. You by then, nobody's really that interested enough to murder you, I wouldn't think. All right, and that's your deaths. It's going to wrap it up for the day. I hope everyone had an awesome, awesome What Are the Odds Wednesday. I know we did. I know the guy driving the car didn't. Maybe the guys chasing him didn't either. But hey, everybody else seemed to. Great job today by Jong Lee. Give him an A+. Great job by AJ Hoffman. A+.
As always, you mean.
A+. A+ for you. And not a bad effort for me today. I'm going to say B-. We'll see you guys out at Revelry tomorrow. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.